reminds me of the Yale Bowl days. They are headed in the wrong direction. If you looked at the season and you saw the Green Bay game and the preseason, you could see the writing on the wall, especially that Green Bay playoff game. It showed all the Giants' deficiencies. They didn't fix it. It got worse. And the draft pick, the tight end Ingram, I'm not a fan of his either. They could have done better there too.
Well, they wanted a big wide receiver, not a tight end.
Receivers do you need? You take Beckham, you draft Shepard, you sign Marshall.
Well, at this point, it's a good thing you got Ingram. I'm serious, because otherwise you'd be playing with four full tight ends, which is not a good thing. I mean, at the end of the game, BT, they had three tight ends on the field.
Let me ask you this, Teak. If you pulled sometimes how irrational, but unlike Jets fans, Giants fans are usually more rational.
I know I'm in the minority here.
What percentage of Giant fans do you think want Reese out?
I'd say 80.
I would think that it's probably a little north of that, but I think that's a good starting point.
Yeah.
What do you think they sit on McAdoo?
I think they're giving him a pass because it's his second year, and he went 11-5 last year. And
I think he's over 50%.
Really?
I don't think they like McAdoo at all. I don't think they trust him. I don't think they feel him. Sometimes you hire a coach, like with Ray Hanley.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just hire a guy that you just, and I'll just use the words feel. You don't feel him. Mm-hmm. Like you just, I don't feel McAdoo. Like he just seems not like a Giants head coach. I don't know how else to explain it.
I was that way until last weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's biased for me because I actually sat in a meeting and had a production meeting with him because I did the game with Rondé.
Okay.
So it was the first time I had met him and talked to him other than seeing him or heard from him other than seeing him on television. It was a completely different feel. So I hear what you're saying, but, I wouldn't be as quick to jump as I think you're suggesting some Giants fans are.
I might have to put that to a little Twitter poll here. We'll see. Nah, I'm done with the Giants.
Do we have a Twitter poll today?
Yeah, we do. It's about Joe Girardi. You thought I was revved up before. Wait till you hear this. Let's get the update. Darwin's Hook coming at you right now. Here he is.
Flash.
All right, guys. Game 4 between the Red Sox and Astros is turning into a nail biter at Fenway Park. Boston needs a win to stay alive. It's currently tied at 3 in the top of the 8th inning. Alex Bregman hit a game-tying homer in the 8th inning off Chris Sale, who had come on in relief. Now Craig Kimbrel in there with 2 on and 2 outs. Again, tied at 3 apiece. John Farrell ejected in the 2nd inning for arguing a called 3rd strike. Cubs and Nationals also underway. No score in the 2nd. That series tied at 1 apiece. Later on, it's the Indians and Yankees from New York. Cleveland with a 2-1 series lead. And the quadruple header concludes tonight with the Dodgers looking to sweep the D-backs. Football, the Texans have confirmed that J.J. Watt will have surgery on a broken bone in his left leg. He's done for the season. Whitney Mercilus also out for the year with a torn pectoral. The Giants, they'll be without Odell Beckham Jr. for the year. Beckham will undergo surgery on a fractured left ankle that he injured in the Giants' loss to the Chargers. Sad news off the field, former MVP and Hall of Famer Y.A. Tittle passed away today at the age of 90. In college football, Gary Anderson out as head coach at Oregon State. Assistant coach Corey Hall takes over on an interim basis. I'm Darwin Zook.
The leaves are falling, so are Jay Cutler interceptions. We'll get into it. Rider than you, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. The Astros taking the lead 4-3. Vacated spot at shortstop on the old cover on the old pickoff play. Nobody home.
3-2 pitch. Two outs. Runners are going. Shortstop takes a second, a step to second.
Yep.
Kimbrel does what he was supposed to do.
Did his job.
Ground ball to short. Ends up getting through, obviously. Astros up 4-3, man.
Oh, man. We'll do the Girardi stuff next hour.
Yeah.
We'll get to Michigan in a little bit here as well.
Yeah, you want me to fire Jerry Reese? Are you ready to fire Joe Girardi is the question.
I could be. I'll answer the question. It was a mountain of a mess, game two, with the non-replay. We'll certainly do that as well.
Not to mention pulling CeCe.
Pulling CeCe after 77 pitches. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones and how he said over the weekend that any Cowboy who does not stand for the national anthem will be benched. I mean, that is a story again. I guess Jamil Hill just got suspended from ESPN.
Yeah, she just keeps firing off tweets.
Yeah, I know that she was pretty strongly reprimanded for something she tweeted about President Trump maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she called him a racist, basically.
She was not.
A white supremacist.
That's what it was. And who knows if this stuff is accurate. It's not our network. I don't know the inner dynamics of ESPN anymore, nor do I really care. But from what I heard, from what I read, people pretty entrenched, it's that there was a move by management to actually suspend her and replace her for the SportsCenter show with a few other black anchors, and I guess reportedly or allegedly they refused to follow suit in unison or symbolically defending her.
Oh, I see.
So it would have been an empty chair, and rather than avoid this whole mountain of a mess, they just, again, what I heard, who knows if it's right, they elected not to suspend her, but I guess now she tweeted something out again. Mike Pence left the Colts game. So there's stuff. We'll get into all this. We promise you guys are on the phones. So we'll get back to it now, whether it's the Cam Newton stuff we hit early in the show, Packers, huge win over Dallas, Rodgers just looks great, the Giants stuff that Tiki just laid out. Cody's in Virginia, and Cody is on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. Cody, how are you?
Good. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure, man.
Hey.
What you got for us?
Well, I was wondering, what am I missing here? Because Dom Capers has been the defensive coordinator for Green Bay for years now, and I don't see any improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, they went out and got Ahmad Brooks, got Kevin King.
Yeah, but Ahmad Brooks
Brooks is not a season. You know, he's a stopgap. He's what, he's 32? He's been around for a while, man. He was on those good Niners teams back in the day.
I love him, UVA kid, but.
I like him too. Yeah. I do. I like him as well.
To answer your question, Cody, just try to be succinct with it. I don't think they've had the personnel. Remember, they've moved around a lot of their players from spot to spot. They're experimenting with their linebackers because that's where they've been vulnerable in that second level. And so it's weird. Like sometimes you get so comfortable with your offense being able to bail you out, that you neglect, even if it's just subtle, doing the little things to make your defense better, and that's just the way it's been there. It feels like forever, BT, since they've had a dominant defense. Now, they actually have played a little bit better this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in the top 10 or 12 or so in defense, so it's not as bad as it has been.
No, not nearly as porous,
but it's
not at all.
Yeah, but it's not anywhere near I'll put this in quotes, championship level defense.
Doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't.
I'm co-signing that. You can get away. Now, I don't mean if you're like the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the NFL, but if you're the best or you're Tom Brady, I mean, whether you're Rodgers or Brady, invert that order, however, I think it's Aaron Rodgers all encompassing. I've said that for a long time. Not as the greatest of all time. That's Brady with the championships. Dude, but right now, Aaron Rodgers does things that nobody else in the world could do.
He completes Hail Marys. I mean, nobody completes Hail Marys.
Against the Giants.
I know.
Well, actually, against the Lions as well.
And the Giants.
But that Giants game was a playoff game.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Appreciate you.
that was crazy. Let's see. Total defense here. I know the Bills are scoring average, at least going into yesterday. They were 13. But I'd say they went to 14.8. The Green Bay Packers, points per game. Why are they not popping up?
10.
I must be.
They're
okay,
11,
I must
11, 11 in down. Yards. Points is where they've been the bad part, actually.
Wait, what are they in points?
20th.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, they're a little bit down there.
11th in yards.
Well, I'd rather have a bend but don't break. I mean, that's the more important stats. So that's a little lower than I thought.
That was Detroit until this past weekend, by the way. Bend but don't break.
Now, a little context. Teams around them, Kansas City Chiefs are number 17. Mm-hmm. They're undefeated.
Yep.
The Falcons, even though they've been a little off this year, and they're coming off the bye, and we'll see what happens there. They'll get back Vic Beasley soon.
Yep, who's been hurt. That's a big loss.
He's been out with the hamstring. Mm-hmm. Sacks leader a year ago. They are 18th in points allowed, so they get give up some points here. Good. The Rams are 23rd. Let's see. Houston's 27th. Dallas is 28th. The Pats are 30th. So there's some teams that are going to be playoff teams that are below them, you know? How about Mike's in Texas? Mike wanted to jump in. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas, how are we doing today?
Good, man.
What
yourself?
Up, Mikey?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy.
Actually, I think I set a new record for longest hold time. I don't know.
My buddy out in Utah.
Yeah, well, we get Fred out personal. In Utah, man. He'll hang on for like 2 hours.
Oh, you saying, Mike, you're saying personal best?
Personal best.
Oh, yeah. Personal
gotcha.
Best.
Congrats on a new PR. Nicely done.
Thanks, yes. I wanted to touch on two things, if that's okay, real quick.
Yeah, we appreciate
Michigan.
It.
Man, I just, as talented as Cam Newton is, I'm just still not a fan because of the little things like that. You can't deny the guy's talent. I mean, when he's on, there's no way of stopping him. You can't tackle him. You can't bring him down.
You're right.
And he can throw the ball a mile and 100 miles an hour. I don't think the apology was sincere. I think he's upset that he got caught letting his true colors show a little bit.
Mike, let me challenge you on that here, Mike. Let me ask you a question. And you know what? You could be right.
Yeah.
I and Tiki elect not to believe that. It came across as incredibly sincere to us. But
even if we don't believe it, we're just kind of letting it go.
But I actually do. I totally do.
But even if we are, it's not important to their season or to football. And I'm not in the business of judging Cam Newton. I just want to know if he's going to win football games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do.
So he needed to apologize, yes. Mike, for us to stop talking about
That's
it.
That's true.
Right? Because if he's in the story. Exactly.
If he's
an outward, you know, just sexist.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's not, but if that perception of him is out there, uh-huh. we can't help but talk about it.
True.
Especially
it's
because there are women
story.
In sports.
Of course.
But go ahead. Sorry, Mike.
But let me ask you this, though, Mike. Think about the backdrop to this season. Now, it's changed a little bit, although next hour we'll weave in Jerry Jones' mm-hmm. stance and Mike Pence, VP Pence, leaving the Colts game despite Brady's Peyton statue, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The backdrop for this season has been about unity or you know, a lack of unity or a lack of equality and taking steps to get there, right? I mean, if we live in a world where we don't take a man at face value for an apology, can we ever really truly march forward and become a better society? I think it's a contradiction.
That's a great point. I like that a lot. Well, and I haven't looked at it like that. And the only reason I would love to give Cam Newton the benefit of the doubt for that point you just made exactly right there, I want to believe and hope for us bettering ourselves.
Yeah.
But given his track record is why I just can't give that guy the benefit of the doubt anymore. When things are good, he's doing the Superman chest. When things are bad, he looks like a little kid that just got his toy taken away from him. Now, let's move to Michigan real quick, guys.
Go ahead, hit it up.
You guys know me. I have a moniker here in Abilene. I call the local radio just about as much as y'all. They call me the Jedi Buckeye. I love Star Wars and I love the Ohio State Buckeyes. So
Uh-oh.
The Jedi Buckeye would like to personally invite you guys to Jim Harbaugh's going away party.
No.
It'll be at the end of this year when he goes 0-3 against his arch rival, this great college coach that's so fantastic he can't beat his rival one time.
Yeah.
He gets to play him twice at home in the span of 3 years. He will be coaching the Indianapolis Colts next year and Andrew Luck.
A Jedi Buckeye. Forget about your team.
That might be a good call. I hear you.
He's having a rough time beating his in-state rival, Michigan State.
His defense is so good. Even after drafting Peppers, they're good. And you know what? He's great for college football.
Yes.
I'm gonna take the partial bias side of me off for a second. And he's great for college football.
I would really agree. 100%.
The spirit, the energy, makes it interesting. He's passionate. Yeah.
Yep.
He's goofy. He does these weird things.
Yep. Climbs trees.
I'm able to see past. I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
I hope they lose every game by 150. But at the same time, I'm a realist and I can appreciate something that's right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this: we can look at the track record. Ask Brady Hoke. Ask everybody that's followed Lloyd Carr.
Yep. Rich Rod.
How do you keep your job?
You got to beat Ohio State.
The Buckeyes.
And you got to also
cannot
beat Michigan
do it
State.
With Urban Meyer there. Our recruiting is not going to slow down at all. We have got some problems, mainly play calling. Our play calling is atrocious.
Well, we don't care. We don't need the minutia of the play calling for a team that's terrific. Thanks for the call. I mean, really. I mean, now you got talking about first world issues. I mean, geez. Thanks for the call, man. You know we enjoy when you check in. Always smart, always passionate.
But there's a point there.
Let's get to my buddy Jim.
You got to beat your rival, and Jim Harbaugh just hasn't do it. Now, BT, you said this about 2 months ago, maybe is right before the start of the season. Mm-hmm. I remember. People were getting high on Jim Harbaugh, but also we were a little bit worried about how good they could actually be. And you said this was going to be a tough season. Now they kept winning.
But tough.
It wasn't pretty.
But even the wins this year haven't been pretty.
Mm-mm.
you know, Air Force, you know, it'd be a couple teams. Just the offense hasn't been humming.
Yep.
Here's the thing. I expected Michigan, based on the amount of pros that they lost, which they've never had. I think it was 16. I think it was right. The number 16. They had 16 guys go to the NFL last year. So Harbaugh can obviously bring in players mm-hmm. and identify players and help them mature and prosper and grow and all that. And we know he's a great leader of young men, great virtues, great heart, great discipline, ethics, morality. You got to go to school. He's, you know, you're not just going to come in. I don't think he's paying people under the table. I think he knows everything that happens in that program. But he has not found his quarterback yet. Mm-hmm. That's what's most distressing to me.
Yeah.
And here you are. It's year three. Spade is hurt, probably out for the rest. And even when Spade plays, is Spade truly necessarily?
No.
I never liked it.
What did he have? He had three fractured bones.
He's
in his
probably
back.
Out for the rest. It's three. So. That's what I read.
It was a lot. Vertebrae. Three fractured vertebrae. And then John O'Korn comes in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people preferred O'Korn. To Spate, but now O'Korn throws three picks yesterday, or on Saturday, I should say, and he doesn't feel like the guy. And on the season, he's one touchdown to four interceptions. I don't care who you're playing. You're going to lose games if you're turning the ball over like that. Michigan State's not, they're not world beaters. They're not Michigan State two years ago.
Michigan State's down.
Agreed.
I mean, but quite obviously down.
The challenge in this game over the weekend, they gave up two touchdowns early. Mm-hmm. And Michigan State jumped out quick.
Yeah.
And then did zilch.
And Michigan, you know, whatever it's worth, was 11-point favorites.
Agreed.
Just so people understand, it's they were supposed to win this game mm-hmm. with relative ease. Doesn't mean the odds makers are always right, but it's at least a fair indication or barometer as to what's what. You know, you and I certainly did a good job not overreacting to the week one win against Florida. Yep. Florida had suspensions, had all sorts of issues, running back, star receiver didn't play. So, I mean, whatever. I wasn't going to get too wrapped up in that game. They beat Cincinnati. Bearcats are awful. They're supposed to drill them. And, you know, they did. I mean, but, you know, it wasn't like it was 60-10. It's like 36-13 or something like that. Air Force, all right, you show up and you beat Air Force. Yep. We love Air Force, but in terms of big-time football, there's Michigan, and mm-hmm. Air Force is probably seven or eight rungs below that. You beat Purdue. It wasn't aesthetically beautiful, but it's not a really good Purdue team. And you lose to Michigan State. And now you get a get-right game at Indiana, although I don't think they bludgeon them. I don't know what the spread is, but I don't think that I'm brazen enough to pick the Hoosiers,
no.
But I don't think that we're going to come back to work on Monday and have Michigan with a 55-9 route. I don't think that's going to happen. Then you got to go play at Penn State. Mm-hmm. You're not winning that game.
No.
If Saquon Barkley stays healthy, you're not winning that game.
Without a quarterback and an offense that's able to do really anything.
That's a night game,
you're
too.
You're losing that game.
That's going to be, I can't wait for that game.
Because McSorley, who we asked Saquon about when we had him on, is just a gamer.
Yeah, he is.
A kid just finds, and he's not physically impressive. He's a little kid, 6 feet tall maybe. But he gets things done, man. He knows how to win. And we've seen it already this season.
Yeah.
And so if they have to go into Happy Valley. They're going into Happy Valley with the Heisman Trophy favorite, who is a baller as a receiver and as a runner and as a kick returner and Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could lose that game and lose it big, to be honest with you.
Although Penn State hasn't shown a true propensity to blow people out yet.
No.
But still. And even if they get by that game and they win, and I would bet Penn State in that game.
By the way, Penn State has a bye week this week to prepare for Michigan.
That's even better for them. Even if they somehow get by the Nittany Lions, you know, last 2 weeks of the season at Wisconsin, and I don't care where you play Ohio State, whether it's at the Big House, which it is, or the Horseshoe, you ain't winning. So if they lose
they also have a ridiculous runner. At Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, true freshman.
And Barrett's playing a little bit better.
Yeah,
they're starting to put points on the board now.
True.
It is quite conceivable that they finish with four losses this year and another, you know, middle-of-the-road, uninspiring bowl. And here you are going into year four for Jim Harbaugh. And again, I love Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I would give him the keys to my program. I've said that a million times. But the bottom line is this. He is not delivering the way he was supposed to.
But he needs
He's
a quarterback.
Phone a little. Well, then go find one.
He needs a
You're the head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, go get one.
Hey,
Everybody else gets one.
This might be a case of him putting too much favor onto the guys that are already there as opposed to getting a bridge, one of those transfers.
That's interesting. Third hour coming up. DC and Tierney. Hey, this is Brandon Tierney, and here's the deal. Relief Factor, not just for former or present athletes, it's for anybody struggling with pain. Yes, athletes, but also anybody with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, foot pain, hand pain, general muscle, aches and pains. You can be 30 or you can be 95. And trust me, unfortunately, I know all too well about this. Ruptured my Achilles, trying to hang on, play some golf, still shoot some hoops, and I really couldn't until I hooked up with Relief Factor. You got to give this a try. I can't guarantee it's going to work, but here's a tip. Almost 80% of people who order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95 go on to order it again. That's under a dollar a day to see if it can work for you like it does for me. And it's 100% drug-free. If lowering or eliminating your pain for $19.95 sounds like too much money, then you can't be in a whole lot of pain. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
I hate water softeners. I hate lugging salt. I hate that it ruins septic systems and wastes water. But I know if I don't treat my hard water, limescale buildup will cost me thousands, ruining my appliances and wasting energy. I wish there was a better way.
Now there is. Introducing the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. This revolutionary technology uses a computer-controlled process to prevent and eliminate limescale buildup electronically without salt or chemicals. It's compact, easy to install, and powerful enough to keep all your pipes and appliances pristine, clean, and running efficiently. No plumbing required, no maintenance, no salt. There is a better way to treat hard water. The Smart Descaler from Wave. It comes with an unprecedented one-year money-back guarantee. Try it yourself. Call 1-866-360-4449. 1-866-360-4449. Or visit fixhardwater.com. Fixhardwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High cholesterol.
Terrible acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed a Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruit.